Christmas Eve. Pa went early to do the chores that evening, and Jack went with him, staying close to his heels. Jack did not intend to lose sight of Pa again. They came in cold and snowy. Pa stamped the snow from his feet and hung his old coat with his cap on the nail by the lean-to door. "The wind is rising again," he said. "We will have another blizzard before morning." "Just so you are here, Charles, I don't care how much it storms," said Ma. Jack lay down contentedly, and Pa sat warming his hands by the stove. "Laura," he said, "if you'll bring me the fiddle box, I'll play you a tune." Laura brought the fiddle box to him. Pa tuned the fiddle and rosined the bow, and then while Ma cooked supper, he filled the house with music.
Oh, Charlie, he's a fine young man. Oh, Charlie, he's a dandy. Charlie likes to kiss the girls, and he can do it handy. I don't want none of your weevily wheat. I don't want none of your barley. I want fine flour in half an hour to bake a cake for Charlie.
Pa's voice rollicked with the rollicking tune, and Carrie laughed and clapped her hands, and Laura's feet were dancing. Then the fiddle changed the tune, and Pa began to sing about sweet Lily Dale.
"'Twas a calm, still night, and the moon's pale light shone soft o'er hill and vale."
Pa glanced at Ma, busy at the stove, while Mary and Laura sat listening, and the fiddle slipped into frolicking up and down with his voice.
"Mary, put the dishes on, the dishes on, the dishes on. Mary, put the dishes on, we'll all take tea."
"And what shall I do, Pa?" Laura cried, while Mary ran to get the plates and cups from the cupboard. The fiddle and Pa kept singing down all the steps they had just gone up.
"Laura, take them off again, off again, off again. Laura, clear the table when we've all gone away."
So Laura knew that Mary was to set the table for supper, and she was to clear away afterward. The wind was screaming fiercer and louder outside. Snow whirled, swish-swishing against the windows. But Pa's fiddle sang in the warm, lamp-lighted house. The dishes made small clinking sounds as Mary set the table. Carrie rocked herself in the rocking chair, and Ma went gently between the table and the stove. In the middle of the table, she set a milk pan full of beautiful brown-baked beans. And now, from the oven, she took the square baking pan full of golden cornbread. The rich brown smell and the sweet golden smell curled deliciously together in the air. Pa's fiddle laughed and sang.
"I am Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I feed my horse on corn and beans, although 'tis far beyond my means. For I'm Captain Jinx of the Horse Marines. I'm Captain of the Army."
Laura patted Jack's furry, smooth forehead and scratched his ears for him, and then with both hands she gave his head a quick, happy squeeze. Everything was so good. Grasshoppers were gone, and next year Pa could harvest the wheat. Tomorrow was Christmas, with oyster stew for dinner. There would be no presents and no candy, but Laura could not think of anything she wanted, and she was so glad that the Christmas candy had helped to bring Pa safe home again. "Supper is ready," Ma said in her gentle voice. Pa laid the fiddle in its box. He stood up and looked around at them all. His blue eyes shone at them. "Look, Caroline," he said. "How Laura's eyes are shining."